Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Horrific human rights abuses, along with an acute need for humanitarian assistance, are tragically evident in Haiti, where indiscriminate violence continues at the hands of well-armed, power-hungry gangs. At a UN Security Council briefing, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs Robert Wood noted that in addition to attacking civilians, police, and infrastructure, gangs control key transport routes and economic activity, resulting in a lack of goods and services.
It's clear that the people of Haiti need humanitarian assistance. They need the violence to abate, and they need a more stable political situation with a clear return to a democratic path.
Ambassador Wood said there have been signs of progress in Haiti in recent weeks. The National Police, including its specialized units, has conducted successful counter-gang operations. Also, a new transitional body called the Transitional Presidential Council has been established.
This inclusive, broad-based TPC brings together most of the major political parties in Haiti, as well as key stakeholders from the private sector, religious communities, and civil society. And its establishment is a positive step towards resolving Haiti's political and security crisis, laying the groundwork for free and fair elections, and deploying the MSS mission.
The UN-authorized multinational security support mission is to be led by Kenya, with troops from several Caribbean countries. Among other duties, said Ambassador Wood, it will provide support to the Haitian National Police, helping them counter gangs and improve security conditions.
It will help prevent, mitigate, and address human rights abuses while engaging with Haitian civil society and communities to build trust. And it will operate with accountability and oversight, including measures to prevent sexual exploitation and abuse, and meaningfully include women-led and civil society organizations. It will help stabilize security and humanitarian conditions while the TPC works to pave the way for free and fair elections.
For the MSS mission to succeed, Ambassador Wood said, it needs international support, both financial and in kind. Let us work to not only address the crisis facing Haiti today, but tackle its root causes, encouraging wider participation and engagement, he declared. Together, we can help efforts like the MSS succeed and set the country back on the path to stability and democracy. The people of Haiti deserve nothing less.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.